Welcome, my fellow wannabes. Welcome to another edition of The Wannabe Critic. I am your host, Gabriel Fast, and I am The Wannabe Critic. Today, I have a couple of guests on the show. I have Jonah and Hayden from the Mashed Potatoes podcast. Guys, how you feeling?
Feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean,
that's good.
A full day of working. We're Zooming right now. The audience can't see what's going on, but Hayden has a very interesting background. It's from SpongeBob. It's Patrick yelling at some. Yeah. I can kind of see it's Patrick yelling at somebody. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool, Hayden. It's very special. How you feeling, Hayden?
Good enough.
Good enough? Was it just an okay day? Was it just kind of a hard day for you or what? What's going on? You sound sad.
Oh, just feeling good enough, man.
Okay, well, if you ever want to talk about it, I'm here. I'm here for you.
We can talk about it now.
Yeah, let's talk about it now, actually. Hayden, what's the problem?
If you want to know the truth, Gabe, Dr. Gabe and his assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have my doctorate yet. I'm still in practice.
Yeah, he's a nurse.
I've been feeling kind of feverish today, and the entire day has felt like one big hallucination, and I don't know if I'm alive or awake right now.
Oh,
are you saying you're feeling feverish, or you have a fever?
I'm feeling feverish. I don't even have a fever. Touch my skin, it's like ice cold, dude.
Okay.
Looks chilly.
Yeah, you look a little gross. I'm not going to lie.
You look pale.
You know what it probably is you probably are developing allergies. Probably what's happening since you moved to the Midwest, because I don't know, like that might be what the problem is. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting sick, but it turns out I just got like allergies, you know what I mean? So just take some Mucinex, it'll be fine, bro. It'll be all right. Anyways, don't all care right. about how you're feeling. We're not here to talk about your problems. We're here to talk about your podcast. Now, Hayden.
Our podcast problems.
Yeah, your podcast problems. Yeah. Do you have podcast problems already?
No, it's more of an internal affair, but it's a
podcastual dispute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad I got the scoop on this before Howard Stern got to you guys. In all seriousness, it is nice to have you guys on the show. Hayden, you have been kind of you've become a part of my show as well with a couple of projects we've been working on. So it's nice to kind of get your main project on the show, you know. And Jonah, it's nice to have you on the show as well.
Thanks.
So let's start with the beginning of the mashed potatoes. Can you guys kind of what is that? What's that come from? What is the mashed potatoes?
So we were hanging out one day. I think you were there actually. The whole idea, the initial idea, was to try a bunch of different types of potatoes and cook them different ways. And then we were like, oh, let's just call it the mashed potatoes. But then once we got together, it ended up being something completely different. If you haven't heard the show, it's not has nothing to do with potatoes.
I don't
whatsoever.
Even think we've talked about potatoes once.
No, we haven't even yeah, that's a good point. We haven't even explained it to anyone.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be though, I guess.
Well, yeah. And you know, that's honestly like kind of genius, because whenever you get an idea for something, you know, and it can be the stupidest thing ever, but whenever you get one person to riff off of it, that's like the greatest thing ever, you know. And I've listened to you guys' show, and I gotta say, it really works. And I kind of approached Hayden about it one day, and I'm like, so you know, the mashed potatoes, is that just kind of like, you know, a mixture of a bunch of different things that you guys want to talk about, and that's kind of your shtick? And he goes, I believe his words were like, yeah, let's go with that. That sounds good. So, you know, would you say that's kind of like a fair assumption or a fair, you know, analysis of kind of what it's turned into now? Because you guys have all kinds of subjects, you know, each episode is a different topic. So is that kind of what it's evolved into, just this big jumble of whatever?
It's like stand-up comedy night. Every single topic is like a different person getting up, and they have a totally different spiel, you know. So it's like a bowl of mashed potatoes.
It is kind of like an open mic, you know. It's two people, same people, but every conversation is two new people, because it's two different opinions or just two different themes. It's just like completely different from the last theme. Like we can be really serious in one, And then on the next one, we could be talking about anything in the world. It's just
okay. Just a big... Yeah, to put this into to reference for you, like, I don't know if it was one or two episodes ago. At the end of the episode, we had like a legit therapy session where we like totally delved into our feelings. It got yucky, dude. In the next episode, we talked about rhinos for a solid 5 or 10 minutes. So,
yeah. And we've gone from like uncontrollable laughing fits to more like serious, in-depth conversations. It's just,
yeah,
everything's different.
So. Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate it. And I will be 100% honest. You know, I don't even have time really to listen to the podcasts that I want to listen to, you know, because I'm trying, you know, I'm busy trying to create things all the time, you know, but I always see you guys' show pop up on my feed. And I'll see the titles of what the shows are, and I'm like, what in the world? Like, you know, and I'll pop in and listen to a couple minutes of it. And, you know, it always brings a smile to my face. And I like hearing you say that, you know, it's a very diverse show, basically, is kind of what you're talking about. And it gets personal. And the fact that you can feel that comfortable on, you know, on mic to just be yourself, you know, with another person. And I don't think it necessarily even has to be like your best friend in the entire world. Once you find someone, as I was saying before, once you find someone you kind of click with, being able to just kind of riff off of an idea and feel comfortable, the microphones are like magic. It's like things just kind of come to life. And I definitely think you guys have already found a pretty good stride with your dynamic. And it's, from what I'm hearing, it's only getting better and better. Now, as far as, you know, starting a podcast, because what, you guys are 8 episodes in now, right?
I think we just put out our 9th.
Yeah, 9th.
Yeah, 8 mm-hmm. or 9. Okay, so that's good. You've kept it consistent over the course of 9 weeks. And what a crazy 9 weeks it has been just in the world, you know. What challenges have you faced in starting your podcast?
In starting it? We didn't face a lot of creative challenges because, like you said, we just were able to connect and click and just go. In the beginning, it was audio quality. It was making something that sounded like you would be able to listen to it for more than 10 minutes. At first, it was kind of fuzzy in some areas. We'd lose connection or whatever it was. Recently, though, obviously with the quarantine, we have to do it over Discord, which has kind of been a benefit as well because we've been able to do like a live show where people can join in and listen as we record it. But really the biggest challenge in the beginning was just quality. Nice. Yeah, sticking to it's pretty easy because we're like hanging out, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like, is you get together with your buddy, you talk about, you know, what God knows what for an hour, and then you slap it on the internet, people are always going to listen to that because people like, you know, realness. Hayden, what do you think? You think there's been any real challenges in trying to get this thing started?
So getting started, we had the most ghetto setup, and we still do, but
we still use that. We were together.
We were sitting on my old futon up in my room, and we had to stuff pillows under the door so that we could kind of cancel out the noise. And we had this mic set up on did we have it set up on the chair initially?
No, it was on the arm, but it was like clipped to your chair and it would like move.
Yeah, but it would like drop during the recording and it was, something would happen downstairs and it would be super loud and we'd have to cut it out.
So I think the biggest example of that that bad quality is the 6th episode, the jalapeno drink flavor.
Oh,
episode.
Yeah.
We were recording in a closet. We just had to do what we could.
Yeah.
You can hear ambient noise. You can hear dogs barking, construction workers talking. It's just...
Remember how I was like, this is going to be the best episode ever. We're going to have like the best sound because we're going to be in this super tiny room.
But the guys in the back are like, hand me that hammer over there. And we're just like frozen because we didn't want them to know we were in the closet talking to each other.
Yeah. That's, you know, and just hearing you guys kind of reminisce on it, that's pretty funny because I think that whenever anyone starts a podcast, I mean, God knows there's been times in my show where you want it to sound right, you know what I mean? But at the same time, that kind of stuff is going to happen. There's going to be, I mean, there's podcasts that I listen to now where, you know, sirens are going on in the background when they're mid-conversation because they're right in the heart of San Francisco. And I mean, it's just, it is what it is. And it gets to a point to where your listeners don't care, you know. So if I could say anything, you know, I think it's really admirable that you guys are taking it so seriously. But at the same time, you know, don't take yourself so seriously to where it's like every, you know, you're like, you're suicidal over every tiny little mistake, because I've been there. And then it's just not, it's not fun, you know, at that point, because, but on the other hand, there has been episodes that I've put out where I'm like, it's fine, whatever, no big deal, but it was actually really bad and I missed stuff. So there is like a fine balance, you know, to find. But I have to say, the first episode that I listened to from you guys, I was pretty impressed. You know, just with the quality that was there, you know. I see you guys, like, there's dogs barking. You guys are, like, cringing. It's kind of hilarious. Is that your dog, Hayden?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's got a big bark, dude.
She really does. She's, like, the nicest dog of all time, though. Yeah.
It's part of the holistic experience.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, too. There's been times on the show, you know, where, like, we'll just embrace the silence. And you guys do that same thing, too. It's like there'll be a long pause, and I'm just kind of, like, anticipating what's about to come next. And, you know, it comes down to, it is what it is, you know, at times. There's other podcasts I've listened to where guys literally are throwing their phone in the middle of a room, and that's what their podcast setup is. Like, that's what they're using. And, you know, they're making money doing what they're doing. So, kind of crazy. But at the same time, I kind of wanted to talk about a little detail of your guys' show. So, you have music playing in the background, you know. Yes. Is that, so, like, over a speaker, you're not inserting that in post. You're playing the music, well, right?
We are with the recent episodes for Discord.
Yeah, but Discord is coming in through post. With the, what was it, the third episode, we had to put it in post. But more often than not, if we're together, we're just playing it through a soundbar, some stereo.
Nice.
And it's just a lo-fi mix.
Yeah, it adds a nice aesthetic to the whole production, honestly.
But and it also... It also helps us a lot, because kind of eases the
tension.
I don't know if tension is the right word. There's not really the tension, just the awkwardness.
Yeah.
It serves two purposes, I think. So when we're recording, when there's music and there's not silence, it's easier to keep talking. Because when you're just listening to your own silence, it's like, oh, what do I say next? It's that anticipation. But also, if you pay close attention to the episodes, you can hear a little bit of static, just because we're using one microphone. And so you can hear that static. But since there's music in the background, it's hardly noticeable at all. So it makes the quality appear a little bit better than what it might actually be.
Right on. Yeah, no, I like that. I've heard other people do that same thing. And it very much is, I've said this before on my show with Hayden, your guys' Mashed Potatoes podcast is totally targeted at the, like, Gen Z audience, you know? And it's interesting to me, because we're actually not that far apart in age, but yet there is a generation gap. Because you guys will be talking about stuff, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, I have I know people probably think it's funny, but I don't know why it's funny, you know? And I think that's just part of it. But the fact that it's there, and the fact that you guys know it's funny, that's all that really matters. And I think, you know, my generation, there's this, like, really weird sense of, across the board, of being competitive. There's this really weird competitive spirit amongst millennials. Whereas in Gen Z, you guys have this really weird sense of unity. Like, I'm not saying that there's no competitive spirit. I'm just saying you guys kind of all know what's going on. Whereas millennials, I feel like we're kind of lost in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? I mean, so would you say that that's kind of a good summation? Like, do you particularly target millennials, or do you think your show is for everybody, or do you think people more your age are going to understand and be able to get it?
I think it's for everyone, but the reason why it might seem as if we're targeting a more generational group is because I don't think we are. Hayden and I have this very weird and, like, niche, unique sense of humor that I think most people don't even understand as it is. So we'll find things funny and interesting, even though a vast majority of people won't. Sorry, I just remembered. We recorded an episode that we didn't release, the first episode. We did this thing called Round Rodney, and like we were we were laughing a lot over it, but like it wasn't like targeted towards anybody. It was generational. We just enjoy laughing at dumb things, and I think
so. Yeah, I think, sorry if I cut you off, but
no, you're good.
I think what he's getting at is that we don't target a certain age group. We just target a certain type of humor primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
makes more sense.
Yeah, I think that's probably an accurate description or a really good way to define your audience. You know, it's like you're just putting it out there, you know, and that's always pretty awesome. So as far as, you know, your listenership, it seems like you guys had a pretty good launch. It's like, what, 100 listens, over 100 listens on your first episode or something like that, right?
Yeah, I got it pulled up right here, actually. Our first episode was 114 plays, and the next one was 98. So, I mean, we got a decent audience for the first couple of episodes.
That's the weird awesome thing about it, though, is that it's been steady climbing. Like, I want to say for, like, after we uploaded it, we got, like, 40. But it's been steady climbing ever since then. Like, people, when they find our podcast, it's like they listen to that one for some reason.
Yeah, so episode one's still going up, even though some of our new episodes are stopping at, like, 20, 25.
Yeah.
Episode one is still climbing.
Yeah, the algorithms for these platforms are really weird because it seems like certain things that I might put out, like, on YouTube, it'll get really good reception, and then you're like, oh, well, the next video I put out is inherently going to do well, because it's a similar type of video, and that's not always the case. It's weird, but it's nice that people are finding that. That first episode is pretty strong, honestly. It's a pretty strong beginning for you guys' podcast, and that's nice to know that it's kind of getting a bigger audience and drawing more people in. So, like, what's your mindset going into each episode? Like, do you beat yourself up over the numbers? Like, what do the numbers really mean to you? Like, do you think, I mean, what's your mindset on that?
For a little bit, it was just cool to see the numbers. It's like, oh, look at this thing where Hayden and I sat in his bedroom on a futon with a janky setup. Hundreds of people are listening to. But now it's like, we don't really care about the numbers. We're just, I don't know about Hayden, but I'm just doing it more for myself because it's just a good outlet to just not focus on other things. It's just hanging out. So.
Yeah. Honestly, if one person cares enough to listen to me and Jonah ramble for an hour, I mean, I'll take it. That's good enough for me. That's reason enough to do it.
Yeah. And it's really cool because the most recent episode where we did the live Discord audience, we had 7 people in that chat just watching and listening. So
that's awesome.
There's people willing to sit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's people willing to just listen to us be stupid.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I totally agree with you guys. Like, it's nice because I'm the same way. I'm like, if one person listens, or even watches, listens, whatever, like, that's enough to keep me going. And if that person likes it, maybe another person will like it too, you know? And I totally agree with you, Jonah. Like, it's really nice to just be able to have an outlet. And I think no matter what anyone says, if you get some people say, like, oh, I'm shy, like, I don't like to talk, that's baloney. I don't believe that. If you get somebody a subject that they really love, they'll open up about anything, you know? So for me, it's like, I like to talk about a lot of stuff, and I'm borderline, I just like to talk. So it's nice to be able to really hone your skills, like, kind of like as an editor, and be able to, you know, or as, you know, producing your show and things like that. That's a big joy for me and why I like to do it. And I like doing collaborations like this with other people too, with their projects.
Yeah. It's just cool. I guess to answer your main questions, we don't really care about the numbers.
That's good. That's a good way to be. Time.
Yeah. We've gone from the beginning to have like an estimated 70 listeners on Anchor. So right now we're at like 23 or 24, but that's stayed constant. So
that's great.
It's a small, but good audience.
Yeah. That's honestly, like, an audience is an audience. So it's pretty awesome. So, moving forward, like, what would you say your guys' like biggest goals are? Like, do you really have like an end game with this, or like, do you have any stretch goals? Like, any ideas that you're kind of wanting to bring, you know, to the show?
I don't know about ideas. I mean, we'll probably just keep up doing what we're doing. I don't know if Jonah has any.
Yeah, we have a, as far as ideas go, we just have a spreadsheet. So if something happens during the week we want to talk about, we'll write it down in our personal notes. That way, like, Aiden doesn't know about it. Or we'll just come up with topics that we can think about. So I think we'll probably keep that theme. But goals, we do our energy drink thing in every episode. And there's a small company, a couple of small companies that we would like to have some sort of deal with. So we'll be working on that, I think.
It would be really cool to say, this episode is sponsored by so-and-so company. You know, not necessarily, I don't care if they give us any money. It'd just be kind of cool to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know? Or if they just send us like two drinks or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
Because we each drink one drink. So if this company is like, hey, put this on your show, you don't need to pay us. I mean, from this podcast, we've made $2 and like 18 cents. So.
No, I think we've made more than that. It'll
No, dude, wait, we've got $2
because we haven't been advertising. That's right.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Right on. Oh, but. So is that why? Because, so Hayden, this is what I was talking to you about before. So, did you guys sign up for the, sponsorship through Anchor?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, yeah. So when that's I see. Okay. So is that yeah. That's how you've been. That's why you've been saying this episode is sponsored by Anchor, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
We only did that for, go ahead.
I think the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. But when I first made the Anchor account, it's like, oh, obviously it's going to promote it. So it's going to go, hey, you can get sponsors and make money and be rich. But since you don't have any sponsors yet, feel free to try this one for free. And you just read this list and you get $15 per 1,000 listens or something like that. So. We just put it in there, and we only did it for the first two episodes. It didn't seem natural, so yeah. I think we just took it out.
Yeah,
it was just a little script from Anchor you had to read, and yeah. It wasn't. Who cares? You know, why sacrifice the quality of the episode for $1? You know.
Yeah. Right. Still, though, to be able to say you've made money off your podcast—that's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. So, is there any plans? You know, there's a huge influx. It's kind of a problem, actually. There's this huge influx of podcasts coming in. All the time. New podcasts all the time. Do you think it would be a wise idea at some point to bring it to YouTube? Have you ever thought about bringing it to YouTube? Or do you think you're just going to kind of stay on the audio side and just, you know, keep writing what you're doing?
We've talked about filming an episode. Right now, especially now, we don't really have the means to. I guess we could do something like this, something like Zoom. But... yeah, we'd like to do videos at some point.
Yeah, I think a reasonable, you know, who's going to sit and watch a YouTube video for an hour? I think the majority of people that listen to our podcast are doing something else at the same time. So I think it would be cool just to do like little snippets, you know, record the entire thing, but have little snippets out that you thought, hey, that was really funny. We should post that on YouTube.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think doing the Discord thing was a good taste of like live streaming. Because like you said, if they're listening, they're usually doing something else. But the Discord audience that we had, we interacted with. So they would send messages and we would like interact with them. So if we had a stream, we know there'd be at least four people that are willing to watch the stream and just interact. So
yeah,
we have a couple of things that we'd like to do. Eventually, once we have the means to.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that sounds kind of like what Hayden was saying. It seems like a lot of people, I mean, that's what Joe Rogan does. Like Joe Rogan, he'll put clips up of his podcast. The whole thing will go up as well, but they really push the advertising for those small clips because if you're going to watch a 2 or 3 minute clip over and over and over again, you know, different clips that they put out, then there's a really good chance that you might even subscribe to the podcast. So, yeah, that might be a good idea too. I've just been curious because it seems like you guys' dynamic and setup and everything might be somewhat optimal, you know, to have that set up. But that's just me.
That made me realize we need to start doing that on Instagram.
Posting clips?
Yeah, like little snippets and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we did it that one time.
Yeah, I think in general we need to be more active on our social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
for a little bit, we promoted every episode, and that's why some of our numbers were high at the beginning. But now we just kind of been putting them out, I think, for our own sanity. So I think we need to start.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's like, would you say that there's kind of like a sense of accountability whenever you're trying to you know, manage social media like with something like this? Because in a way, you're kind of viewing it as a business. You know what I mean? Kind of, not really, but at the same time, kind of. So, I mean, do you think there's a sense of accountability whenever you do have a social media account for something like this?
Yeah, I'd say so, because that's the first thing people are going to see majority of the time. You know, that's the first impression a lot of time before they listen to the episode. So, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just interaction with fans or with the audience. We've had some direct messages, I think one or two, but being able to use that as an interaction with the customers, the fans, whatever you want to call
them. Yeah, so. Right. Your listenership, basically.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think I've just recently come to the grips with myself. Like, if I'm going to be trying to do this seriously, you know, there's a really good chance that anyone who comes across my Instagram page, if they see I have, you know, hundreds of posts and everything is on brand, it's like, oh, this guy does a lot of different stuff. He obviously is a content creator, whatever. They might be inclined to take you more seriously whenever they do see that. So myself, I'm like, man, I need to post something at least on my story every single day. You know what I mean? It's just this really weird mindset to get into. And honestly, like I think it was kind of in the same boat as you guys of, I had a separate page. Like I was trying to put all my content stuff on that page instead of my personal page. And it was the kind of that same thing of, I have to, it's driving me crazy knowing I have this second page where I've told people to go to and I haven't posted anything. You know what I mean? And that's, it's hard. It's hard to keep up with that.
Yeah. Actually, now that you say that, I just kind of realized every episode we've been saying, check out our Instagram. And put in anything on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So. We really need to hit 100 followers. I think that's a good goal.
Yes.
I mean, we hit 71 without advertising it at all. Yeah, except on our personals.
Yeah, and we're still getting followers. Like every now and then it'll pop up. Like so-and-so follow you. People we don't even know, but people that might have relations with some of the followers we have. So it's just a weird outwiring.
It's actually trickled up to like different parts of, you know, area surrounding us just through different people.
Yeah.
There's people listening to it in Arkansas, and I've never even met most of the people that listen to it. I thought this was I don't know if you can see it. I thought that was a good post.
Yeah, that was funny. That was cracking me up. And that's the thing too, is, you know, with your guys' humor, you know, there's plenty of opportunity, you know, to bring in an audience, because the kind of like what I was saying, my wife, you know, we're guys. This is, you know, this is just kind of like a guy thing. Guys don't quite see things the same way that, you know, females do. And my wife, who, I love her to death. I like, God bless her, honestly. It's so frustrating because she's done so well. She recently started a business a couple months ago, and the way she's been able to brand herself almost instantly is kind of frustrating, because, you know, you will try so hard to get yourself branded and get people to think of you a certain way. And I was actually reading a book on this not too long ago. Branding is what other people think of you, not what you're trying to get other people to think. But if you can succeed in getting people to think of you a certain way, then you've basically succeeded in getting people to subscribe to you, you know, or subscribe to whatever you're trying to tell them. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on, and it's hard. I mean, have you guys thought about what other people are thinking of you? I mean, or what other people see you as far as what your quote unquote brand is?
I don't think I really thought about what they think of me. It's more, like I said, I kind of view it as my own project or our project. It's just, we're doing it for ourselves for the most part.
Yeah, it's kind of trippy.
Go ahead.
I mean, we're not really having to brand ourselves because we're just being ourselves and people know us as ourselves. So,
yeah. It is kind of trippy though to get like Snapchats or see people's stories of them driving in a car and you hear your voice playing. You're like, whoa. That's crazy. But
like, are you sure you should be listening to us?
That's the thing. It's just, I think we're, both of us are generally likable people, so that's people just want to see us be us. We're not going to be something we're not, because it's not
yeah
who we are. So
yeah, no, I think, you know, it's kind of cool because that's like one of the biggest compliments ever is whenever someone does send you a Snapchat or something of them listening to your show or whatever your content may be. For me in my own mind, whenever I see the Mashed Potatoes podcast post something on social media, I immediately have like a mental flavor, you know. And I think you guys, if you keep doing what you're doing, like you're gonna have that same thing go across every single one of your listeners' minds and bring in new listeners, because I think you have a very you both are kind of chill, but in a way that can kind of be like a strong personality because you're so reserved, you know what I mean? It can kind of not put people off, it might even kind of intimidate people, but it not intimidate, but it just kind of makes people really want to pay attention to you. So if you guys can keep that quality going, I think your show is going to do even better than it's doing now already. There's another question I wanted to, have you guys had like anyone reach out to you that have other podcasts? Have you thought about reaching out to any other podcasts to kind of get your voice out there and get yourself more listeners?
No, we haven't really talked about that. That's going to be something to do. Like right now we're just trying to get in contact with some of those small, I want to say small, like really small energy drink companies.
Yeah.
Get that out there. Cause I feel like once we have an acclaimed sponsor, we'll be like, oh, we're a sponsored podcast. Then we can use that to an advertising point.
Yeah. But
no, we haven't talked about being on anyone else's podcast.
So I've never even thought about it. I mean, except for yours like that. I think that's been in the works for a long time coming on this podcast. But
yeah. Yeah. I've wanted to have you guys on for a while. I wanted to make sure that you guys were actually going to like do it, you know, first, like, you know, cause some people, they'll start up a podcast or, you know, whatever, and like, oh, I'm going to do this. But then they really don't. Like, they don't keep it going. They don't take it seriously. And whenever I say seriously, I mean, when someone says they're going to have a weekly show or however much show and they don't do it, it kind of makes you, I don't know, it makes you reluctant to want to reach out to them to collaborate. But it seems like you guys are pretty serious about it, and I'm glad you're able to come on now. Yeah. I really just have a couple. Go ahead.
I think one of the reasons we're able to keep it weekly is because, like I said, I don't really view it even as a project almost. It's just, it's stupid, but it genuinely is just me hanging out with Hayden and just talking, because that's just what it feels like, and that's what it is to me at least. So it helps to be able to keep it consistent that way, because that's just what it is.
And yeah, it does feel that way. It really does feel like we're all just kind of sitting on your guys' couch, like just kind of shooting the breeze, you know, and I think if that's what you're going for, that's totally... that's totally being executed very well. Have you guys drawn on any podcasts for inspiration? Like, is there any, like, what are some of your favorite do you ever listen to a podcast and you're kind of like, oh, I'd like to, like, that was good. Like, I like that format. I want to imitate that.
Let's say it at the same time because.
Okay. On three.
Yeah.
Okay. You do the countdown.
One, two, three. Good Mythical Morning.
Ear Biscuits, but it's also
Ear Biscuits. Yeah, morning. Yeah,
it's the same thing. So
I forgot what it's called, and I couldn't think of it in time, so I freaked out. And
that's okay. We just ruined that whole bit.
That's okay. Yeah. No, it's all right.
One, Ear Biscuits.
Yeah,
Ear Biscuits.
So we'll
fix it in post.
No, I'm not gonna mess with it. I'm just gonna let it roll. So Rhett and Link, right? Those guys are kind of like the OGs of a lot of stuff. I mean, Good Mythical Morning has been around for what, over 10 years now, something like that.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Yeah,
I think we relate to them so much because they're just two best friends. I don't know if you've ever listened to their podcast, Ear Biscuits. They just sit at a small table and they just talk to each other. They don't have their phones out or anything. They're just round table of dim lighting. Yeah. So we kind of did the same thing, as we just two friends talking and not really doing anything but that.
Yeah. So, well, and I remember my first experience with Good Mythical Morning, and honestly, there's a lot of their humor that I still don't. I mean, I've never clicked with them ever, you know. But at the same time, they're doing kind of a lot of stuff that I listen to is really based around geek culture, you know, and they do a widespread of a lot of different ideas, and I really respect them and what they're, you know, their brand that they've built, and I totally understand the draw. It's just not necessarily for me. But that is cool. I see them pop up on my recommended all the time. the Ear Biscuits, and it totally makes sense now that that might be, like, if that's your biggest inspiration, I could totally see why you would try and be trying to kind of emulate that same not the same show, but the same vibe. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone? Go ahead.
I really enjoy Good Mythical Morning, but Ear Biscuits as a podcast is completely different than the show, I feel like, because they'll stay on one subject, and their episodes are like an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, and they just talk about one subject all the time, or they'll address different topics. So they almost do what we do, but we do it a little bit more casually, I think, because we don't really have a plan most of the time. Sometimes we just talk, so it's just a good inspiration for us, because that's what we are before we even did it ourselves.
Yeah.
And also, Ear Biscuits is a lot less geared towards children. It's more for adults and, you know, people like me and Jonah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
right on. Is there any other ones that you listen to, like any other podcasts like that? That, I mean, give me like a top three for both of you guys.
You go first. What are your top three?
Put you on the spot.
The Mashed Potatoes, Ear Biscuits, and there's one podcast I used to listen to a lot. It was called Stuff You Should Know, and it was just like 30-minute segments of just random crap you could learn.
Okay.
For me, it's probably Ear Biscuits, Revisionist History. This is one guy, Malcolm Gladwell. He just talks about overlooked topics in history. There's a couple comedians I listen to, but recently I've been listening to a show called Myths and Legends. It's he reads old fairy tales and folklore, but he reads them in his own narrative. So like, if you're listening to a story about Thor, he does like each character's voice, and he'll throw in like modern jokes and stuff. It's really cool, but it's also informative and educational at the same time. So I've been enjoying that lately.
Very nice. That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Very nice. So it's a nice little mix of podcasts that you guys have that you like to listen to, that you know, that you inherently draw inspiration from. And that's one thing I've learned, is no matter what I've surrounded myself by, you know, music wise, video games, books, whatever, comics, you draw off of that, you know, in some way, shape, or form. And that would totally make sense. You guys' dynamic is made up of a lot of those influences. So it's pretty awesome. I don't have much more to ask you guys. I don't know. Do you guys ever have a script for anything, or do you just kind of go off of one general idea?
We don't have an actual script where it's like, oh, I'm going to say this. And you said, obviously it's not
right.
What any podcast is.
Right.
But we have a, like I said, we have that document where it's like, here's four questions we wanted to talk about. Or during the week I saw this sports player or this car or whatever, we should just talk about that for a little bit. And we might change it. So like, say like, for instance, if we saw a Hummer or something, which also, I think, man, we might want to clarify, we don't like Hummers, but we're also not like actual diehard Hummer fans as we are on the show. Just a little bit of like a character development, I feel like. But if we see like,
it's quite the character development.
Yeah. If we like see a Hummer, we might be like, oh, well, we might tangent off into an actual discussable question. So we went from like, in one episode, we talked about Formula One, but we brought that all the way back to one car company and how that might affect motorsports as a whole. So we just have little pinpoints and we'll network off of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That seems, you know, that seems like the best, one of the best formats to do. Like, for me, I have like three or four things in my mind that I know I want to talk about, and then wherever it goes from there, you know, whatever. But I generally, I used to write things down when I first started my show, which we're almost like 100 episodes in now, I think, something like that. And for me, it just works better. I have one thing, well, a couple things in my mind that I know I want to talk about, and just see where it goes from there. Sometimes it flows perfectly. Other times it's just not quite, you know, what you want it to be, but sounds like you guys are starting it off right. But it's kind of cool to be able to sit down with you guys, you know, at you're very early in your podcast career, and you know, you're just kind of living it, seeing where it goes. And it's definitely an inspiration probably to all podcasters, and I hope you guys get a bunch of listeners and people that can vibe with you from all different ages. You know, that'd be kind of cool. Could you imagine if there was like some 80-year-old dude just like vibing with your podcast?
There's one out there. We just have to find him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's out there somewhere.
Yeah, we're just trying to make something that's approachable to not not like one group. We want everybody to be able to sit down and listen to it.
Totally.
And that's why I think we do so many serious and so many non-serious subjects, because like for the cars, for instance, somebody might really enjoy that. But then on the next one where we're talking about stealing Bosco sticks, we might like, that might be more attuned to different people. So it's, we want to hit every age group.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys are doing a good job. So I don't have anything really that I wanted to ask you guys other than those questions. We've been talking for almost an hour. So I appreciate you guys taking the time to sit down and rein yourselves in. I know there's probably, I saw you guys kind of, you have like these little mental inside jokes going back and forth. Like one of you will say something and then the other one will like start laughing. And I'm like, I don't know why that's funny, but apparently it's funny to them when that's all that matters. That's great. Yeah. Go ahead and, oh, Hayden dipped out. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. We lost him.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. let's talk about Hayden.
Let's trash Hayden.
Yeah. Hayden's the problem, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he always wants to control everything.
Dizzy, is that where the internal struggle is coming from?
Yep, he has a whip and he tases me.
He tases you? That sounds intense.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, he's like, that wasn't funny. It's rough.
He's like, well, but to be able to get like an hour podcast in, we have to like be at his house for like 4 hours. It's weird.
Yeah.
It sucks.
We're hooked up to little things and if we try to leave the couch. It like
this tasers you? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Trapped right outside the door if you go down the stairs.
My God.
It's a whole thing.
My God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It is what it is. Anything for the bills, I guess.
Yeah, anything to pay the bills. I like that mindset. Yeah, that's called the good. That's good grinder's mindset. It's called
giving up.
Yeah, there you go. It's called giving up. There you go. All right, here comes Hayden, I think. He just tried to get in. Hayden, welcome back. Rookie mistake. Didn't charge your laptop enough. It's okay.
It was that 6%, dude. I thought I was going to make it.
Well, obviously you didn't. Which it's okay because this is a perfect time to close out the show. Guys, go ahead and let the folks know where they can find you.
You can find us on the Mashed Potatoes Podcast on Instagram. But do we have anything posted? No. Eventually we will. But right now we don't. You can find our show on everything. Or just called the Mashed Potatoes. Not the Mashed Potatoes Podcast. It's just the Mashed Potatoes with an E after the O. That seems like to be a common issue. But yeah. Where you can find us.
People would know how to spell potato, but.
Do you guys have a Twitter account?
Not yet.
Okay.
We need to. We have an email and a website that Hayden made.
Very nice.
What's the website?
Bit.something. I don't know.
What? Okay. We don't have a website, evidently.
Yeah.
Well, it's you can click on it in the Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It is on our Instagram.
That's like the best way for people to find you.
Yeah.
Instagram. That's like the hub.
That's the only way.
Okay. Yeah. Right on. Well, guys, I appreciate you taking the time once again. I don't know what's going on, but were you zipping something, Hayden?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Sounded like a dog getting kicked.
It did. Sounded like you were abusing your dog. All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, this thing's getting out of control, so we're gonna have to wrap this bad boy up. Guys, I want to thank you again for coming on to the podcast. As always, if you have any questions for me or anybody here on the Wannabe Critic, you can email us at geeklybiweekly1@gmail.com. You can find us on all social platforms at The Wannabe Critic. I appreciate you guys listening. This has been
thanks
nice.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us on the show. It's been a good time.
Yeah, it has been a good time. Maybe we can, whenever you guys get to 30 episodes or something, we can have you talk about the evolution of the mashed potatoes. And maybe you guys can actually do a episode about mashed potatoes. I like potatoes a lot, honestly.
Maybe the quarantine will be over and we can all get together and just eat some mashed potatoes.
That'd be great.
That could be our YouTube video.
We don't have to film it. That could just be something that we do.
Yeah, that's an idea too.
We just hang out and eat mashed potatoes. Yeah.
You know what way I've been a fan of eating potatoes lately? Because I'm a big potato guy. Me and potatoes got a thing going on. You know what like my favorite way right now to eat potatoes is?
Scalloped.
No, but those are delicious.
Then I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Air fried, bro.
I've never had them.
Dice up baby tomato, baby potatoes. Dice those bad boys up. Throw them in the air fryer. A little bit of oil, salt, and pepper. Nothing better. I love it. It's like home fries. Yeah. Try it. Do you have an air fryer?
That sounds good, actually. Yeah. I don't think we do have an air fryer.
Oh, guys, you are missing out. You're talking about perfectly cooked chicken wings, pizza pockets, potatoes, and other assorted salted snacks. So
actually, those pizza pockets, that sounds like a good, pretty good.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're only like $60. Maybe, order one right after this episode. Maybe
we should invest in one for the show.
You should. Mm-hmm. Dude, that, oh my God. Do you guys realize if you had a YouTube channel where you're filming, this perfect branding right here, at the beginning of each episode, you open up your energy drinks, you pull out your potatoes, boom, you're snacking on potatoes in the middle of the podcast. Holy crap.
We could dice up a bunch of potatoes, right? We can put them in your icebox in the freezer and then like go and then I'll dump out.
Yeah.
And then like it says mashed potatoes right across.
There you go. I literally just made you guys millionaires. Thank you. Wow. You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, all joking aside, I am happy for you guys. I hope your show continues to thrive and do well. And I look forward to seeing an episode that I can actually relate to. So keep it up. It brings a smile to my face every time it pops up in my feed, and I'm like, who knows where this conversation is going to go? And I listen to like 5 minutes of it, and then I get busy doing something else, and then I mean to go back to it, but it just doesn't happen. I don't even listen to my own shows anymore. And like I said, I don't even listen to the shows that I like, my favorite podcast. I just don't have time. It's sad. But anyways, this is going to wrap it up for us here at the Wannabe Critic. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you for preparing yourselves for a plethora of hot takes and potentially unpopular opinions. I'm Gabriel Fast. I will always be the Wannabe Critic.